find is that his books are oftentimes much different than the film that accompanies the book. Is that the same case with you? Do you find that the film is a little bit different than the book itself?
Well, in my movie version of Michelle Obama 2024, by the way, you can watch it live stream on salemnow.com or Amazon Prime Video. And the book version and DVD are on amazon.com. A film script is about 70 pages, whereas a book is 300 pages. So a book, you'll have a lot more background and details, whereas the film, you get the visuals and the get to hear Michelle speaking for herself on so many subjects. So I certainly recommend everybody to buy both.
If Donald Trump runs against Mrs. Obama, I can't believe it's going to happen. It would be very easy for Michelle Obama to simply say, no, I'm not running. Has anybody confronted her and asked her the question and sought a denial that, no, I'm not running? Has anybody done that?
Well, she acts like she's running. She does these big book tours, and she was on stage with Bruce Springsteen a couple months ago. She runs around the country giving speeches. In the interview that Oprah did with her at YouTube Theater here in Los Angeles for her last book tour, which I actually attended, it was like a big campaign rally, Oprah asked her, are you interested in running for president? And she said, well, I don't like politics, kind of thing. Now, that's been the excuse that Michelle used, because back in 2008, you can remember, she was running around the country giving speeches to massive crowds all by herself, trashing the country. And she went over the top, and one night she said, oh, the first time in my life I'm proud of my country because Barack won a primary. So she said a lot worse things than that, but the media picked up on that, and the campaign told her, said, look, we could lose because of you. People are going to hate you. So she took a step back and said, oh, I hate politics. So that's, and I just want to be the mom in chief. So she's kind of maintained that persona, but she's a very political person. She's a better politician than Barack. She's a better speaker. Her father was a politician growing up in Chicago. She grew up in Jesse Jackson's house when he was running for president. She was best friends with his daughter, Santita. So Michelle is a political animal, and I think she badly wants to get back in the White House. Both of the Obamas do. And Michelle will, when she announces for president, I think she's going to give the same speech she gave when she introduced Joe Biden in 2020. She said, you know, I hate politics, but I love this nation and I love your children. So I think that's how she's going to play it.
It'll be interesting to see how it all works out. If folks want to get the book, if they want to get the film, where do they find it again?
Yeah, once again, it's going to be salemnow.com to live stream. You can watch the movie on salemnow.com or Amazon Prime Video. And then the book and the DVD are on Amazon.com.
Joel, have a great weekend. Thanks so much. Best of luck on the book and on the film. I can't wait to see the film, I got to admit. Joel,
all right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist, filmmaker, and the author and director of the tandem Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. I'm hearing it everywhere. And people are doing it kind of like in whispers. Did you know what I really think is going to happen? Michelle Obama's going to run. Oh, okay. I don't know. We'll find out. Speaking of presidents and first ladies and would-be presidents, Hillary Clinton was on with Christiane Amanpour of the CNN, an exclusive interview. And talking about Kevin McCarthy's ouster, let's go to cut one real quick. This is Hillary Clinton on with Christiane Amanpour on CNN.
So should the Democrats have saved him, so to speak? Should they have voted to keep him in?
You know, that was a very tough call for the Democratic caucus. But the problem was for them, as I understand it, he was totally untrustworthy by any measure. He immediately after they did help him keep the government open, as you know, began to blame them for all kinds of, you know, extraneous matters. And at some point, a leader who has lost all credibility in dealing with the opposition, where you want to have an open line of communication, you want to be able to trust his word, is going to, you know, ask for their help and not get it.
Mm-hmm. It's said that the main contenders for his position are Jim Jordan, who you know very well from Benghazi.
Oh, I don't know him well. I watched him and stared at him for 11 hours while he made stuff up about me. So I don't know him, but I've seen him in action.
So what will it mean if he gets the speakership?
Well, I mean, he is one of the principal ringleaders of the circus that's been created in the Republican Party for the last several years. I have no inside knowledge about what the Republicans will do, who they will end up voting for. But when do they put the country first? They do not represent a majority of even the Republican Party. When you look at the extremists in the House, they certainly don't represent a majority of the country. And, you know, somebody has to stand up and say enough. You know, we can have disagreements. I'm all for that. I was in the Senate for 8 years. I worked with a lot of Republicans and, you know, opposed them when I didn't agree. But at some point, there needs to be a backlash against the control that this small group of extremists have. And I don't know who will lead that, but let's hope whoever becomes the new speaker will.
There you have it. Hillary Clinton on with Christiane Amanpour on CNN. I can't wait. I can't wait till next Tuesday because I want to hear, for instance, we asked earlier in the program, we asked Congressman Mark Amadei, is he on Team Jordan or Team Scalise? And he said he's going to wait to hear from them on Tuesday and get their message and see if it resonates. I think Jim Jordan would make a great speaker. The problem is we'd lose him as chair of the House Judiciary Committee, and that would not be good. Coming up, who is going to succeed Scott Hammond? You've heard him on the show many, many times from a state senator from District 18. Who's going to succeed him? He was termed out after, I think, 12 years as a state senator. It's a big post, a big job. We'll find out. Josh Levitt is a candidate for state senate in District 18. We'll find out why he's running. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Raider quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo saw limited practice time yesterday. The team has not ruled out starting rookie Aiden O'Connell in his place again. Devontae Adams was held out with a shoulder injury as the team prepared for Monday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers. The Silver and Black are one-point underdogs. No UNLV football this weekend as the Rebels have a bye. They'll battle to retain the Fremont Cannon when the team travels to UNR 1 week from tomorrow. The Golden Knights played their final home preseason game last night, a 4-3 win over the Colorado Avalanche. One more preseason game in Los Angeles tomorrow afternoon before the Knights officially begin their defense of the Stanley Cup championship. Puck drops on the regular season Tuesday against the Seattle Kraken at T-Mobile Arena.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Getting around safely on our freeways, although if you're traveling north on I-15 through the resort corridor, watch for a road hazard, some debris in the travel lanes on I-15 northbound after Charleston. Downtown Las Vegas area, an accident on the eastern on-ramp to get onto 95 northbound. Also working an injury accident in the northeast of Lake Mead Boulevard and Lamb, but no accidents being reported actually on the freeways right now. Sunny and warm this weekend with highs in the low 90s each day. It's 66 though right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Election Day, June 11th, 2024. It's off in the distance, but it's right on top of us. Josh Levitt joins us. He's a candidate for State Senate District 18. That's the old Scott Hammond seat. It is an open seat. And Josh, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Kevin, it's great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to talk.
I know. A lot of people don't know who Josh Levitt is. I wanted to give you at least a couple of minutes to just give me your two-minute bio on who is Josh Levitt and why is he running for state senate.
Yeah, I'm surprised that people don't know who Josh Levitt is, because I know there's maybe two or three Josh Levitts in my neighborhood alone. We're all over the place down here in Vegas. But so I grew up here in Las Vegas. Graduated from Clark High School back in 91. Got heavily involved in technology with a CIO for a local company here for 15 years until I went into nonprofit work, where I was really heavily focused on workforce development, helping people get into technology careers. And then in 2020, I decided to become an entrepreneur. I started a few companies locally, and as well as another nonprofit called Tech Alley, which is one of the accelerators for helping the entrepreneur ecosystem explode here in Las Vegas. One of the reasons why I'm running for state Senate is really for the past 6 years I've been pretty much like an advisor for legislators around technology business bills, not in any paid capacity, just as I've given my time to it. So if I saw some bills or some BDRs that came across, you know, either I would call up that sponsor of that bill and, you know, tell them, hey, maybe if we tweak it this way or what's your thoughts on this, and really just try to help them understand in plain language, you know, what this is really meaning, as well as, you know, speak in front of committees and so on. I think you get frustrated after some time, because people only know what they know, right? I'm not saying that anybody's doing anything nefarious, but I'm seeing where, you know, technology, it's a very complicated industry, a very complicated thing to understand in some places, especially entrepreneurism as well can be very complicated. So as an advisor, you talk to only a few people, you testify, you know, only in a few committees, and you've seen a lot of these bills that are either getting missed or misunderstood or passed, and even some bad bills that are being passed that are maybe not so good for what their intention is. And I'm good friends with Scott. I'm part of his workforce committee, and we were having breakfast one day, and I said, I'd be interested in learning a little bit more about running for first state Senate now that your term is ending next year. And he said, after some discussion, he said, you know what, if you run, I would endorse you. And we took it off from there. So I'm eager to be not only there to put forward bills and support Nevada as a legislator, but also talk to legislators and help them understand some of these things as a peer as well.
Again, Josh Leavitt joining us, a candidate for State Senate District 18. It is a major investment of time, of money, being away from your family. Why make the decision to run for office this time in District 18, the State Senate District 18?
Well, as I said, you know, I've known Scott for a while, and you know his term's ending up, so. After the discussion, and he knows who I am and what I'm going for, and getting his endorsement was a huge push for it. But, you know, I look at the legislator's job. You're right. You have 120 days every 2 years to get the state's business done. And I like that. I love that it's about just hunkering down for 4 months and doing what's right for the people of the state of Nevada. And so this is what I'm built for, right? I'm an entrepreneur. This is what you do. I've been an executive, a senior executive with companies. This is what you do. You have to balance those budgets. You have to plan long-term strategies. You have to do things that make sense. You have to future-proof the state of Nevada. You know, put us in a position where business can succeed, where people can be happy living here, where you can raise a family, where education is great. I miss, and I'll say this. And I think 2011, 2012, Governor Sandoval at the time put together a long-term strategy, and I missed that. I think that was very important, and that's one of the things I'm looking forward to doing as well as a state senator is to put together a long-term strategy so the people of Nevada can say, all right, I have an understanding of where we're going. Now I can try to align or do what's right for me and my family. As a businessman, predictability is absolutely what you need. And I think it's one of the obligations of the state to ensure that, you know, there is a direction that people can either get behind and find success.
Again, Josh Leavitt joining us, candidate for state Senate, the open seat, District 18. If when you win, you will be in the 2025 legislative session. Can you run down the two or three top issues that you think we need to address in the 2025 legislative session?
Yeah, I'm happy to. The one that I'm really excited to push forward is growing business in Nevada. I think there's been some disconnect with throughout the years on what Nevada can do business-wise or financially-wise for people in the state. For instance, the licensing laws here is extraordinarily expensive. We compete with other states when it comes to trying to get businesses in our state, and we have the right types of laws. Everybody here is in Nevada is very business friendly. The problem is that it's costly to start a business here. There's a lot of regulations that are keeping people here. If you look at the top states that people actually get their business license, it's Delaware. And I actually got one of my latest businesses licensed in Delaware, and it was $89, and it was one piece of paper compared to the state of Nevada, where it's $750, and it's you know 20, 30 minutes of going through a platform, and you got to think to yourself, all right, well, if me and a million other companies are spending $89 to get a license in Delaware, and we use zero services in Delaware, that seems like a win for Delaware. I'd like to see us do the same thing here in Nevada. We have the right laws. Why are we preventing people from participating in it? So one of the things I'm going to do is say, let's look at that. Let's look at the cost. How can we reduce it? If Delaware's $89, we're going to go to $79, and let's make people start getting licenses here in Nevada. Another thing is again, those regulations, you know, they're insane. I think Nevada is one of is at the bottom when it comes to how bad our regulations are. Right. I think the one of the fourth worst is what I remember hearing. We have to take a good look at that and ask the questions. Why are we requiring this or that for certain occupations here in Nevada? And how is that preventing people from starting businesses or moving businesses here? The other side, and I'm of the things I'm really excited about is the modernizing Nevada, and this was a bill that was actually passed in the last legislation, SB 431. But I'm going to really focus on the technology side. As I said, I was a chief information officer with the company here, so I have a lot of background in that, and I understand that the state of Nevada, the technology is all over the place. State agencies have their own budgets, have their own strategies, their own tech teams, and so there isn't a lot of collaboration, communication, normalization of data. Tons of money is being spent because there are duplications of services and licensing and so on and so forth. So I want to ensure that the Department of Information Technology has the means to provide governance over some of those agencies, has a budget that makes sense, and the estimation of saving the state's millions and millions of dollars and just waste is something I think is going to be hugely beneficial, not only for Nevada as a cost-saving opportunity, but as for the types of services that Nevada can provide the residents here. And then, of course, education is a big thing that I'm highly looking at. My wife is a second grade school teacher, 28 years. I'm quite involved in, or I should say aware of some of the issues that they run into, as well as studied quite significantly why the state of Nevada is ranked towards the bottom of the education in the country, and I have ideas on how we can stop that and start moving Nevada forward.
Josh, let me ask you: a lot of people look at what's been going on in Carson City, and they're really disappointed. 75 vetoes by the governor. Thank God for Governor Lombardo. What is it that your campaign needs from my listeners, even at this early stage? Again, the primary isn't until June 11th of 2024. The general election, obviously, is November 5th. Of 2024. What is it at this point, at this juncture, that your candidacy needs from my listeners?
So I have two roles in my job at this part of the campaign. One is to raise money, and two is to get to know the issues. I'm going to add a third one, because we started the show that said not too many people know Josh Levitt. I'm going to say I want the listeners to help get my name out there so people start recognizing my name and Josh Levitt and what I'm about. So the best thing to do is, reach out to me. I need to know what is on people's minds. What are the issues that we're concerned about? What needs to be solved? What things that you've run into that we can change legislatively and do for the better of the community, as well as help me raise those funds, right? This is going to be a big race. It is an open seat, and that means that there's going to take a lot to get the name out and a lot to ensure that this District 18 stays Republican.
And will you be doing a lot of door knocking? Will you need volunteers to do door knocking for you?
Of course. First of all, I love door knocking. As I said, I'm an entrepreneur, as a person that has run nonprofits and been in the nonprofit industry for a little bit here. This is what I strive for. I enjoy talking to people. I don't mind knocking on doors. We did our launch party last week, and that same question came up, and I said, you know what? When I was a kid, my mother did Avon. I got very familiar with going door to door. My sister did Girl Scout cookies. I did Boy Scout, expo tickets. So it's something that I'm excited to do. I'm looking forward to, and have plenty of experience in doing it. But I always want volunteers. It's good to talk to people. It's good to have folks on that are here to share ideas and, talk through some thoughts, as well as really champion a really good cause and a really good candidate. So, please reach out to me if there is any opportunity there. My information is actually on my website, which is Josh for Nevada. It's all spelled out. But you can always email me at josh@joshfornevada.com, and I'm eager to talk to you.
Josh, best of luck in the race. It's going to be an important election. We know what's at stake coming up on November 5th. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And again, that's joshfornevada.com. Thanks so much, Josh. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you. Had a lot of fun.
There you go, Josh Levitt, good guy and a candidate for the open seat, the Scott Hammond seat. In District 18, he's running for state senate, And this is going to be a vitally important election that we hold that seat. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. All the drama of who's going to be the next Speaker of the House continues to build. We will break all that down.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At SimpliSafe, we've designed award-winning home security with advanced sensors, HD cameras, and now this. 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from SimpliSafe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know it sounds hard to believe, but President Biden yesterday confirmed they are going to resume building a border wall along our southern border in Texas. Unbelievable, though you may think that is. Dan Patrick is the lieutenant governor of Texas. He was on Fox last night, and his reaction to this decision to build the border wall.
He's finally kind of building part of the wall in your state, but he's also taken Texas to court over those border buoys in the Rio Grande. What is going on here? Yeah.
So after about 8 million people, hundreds from the terror watch list and thousands of criminals have already crossed the border, it's about damn time they do something, even if they want to pretend they don't want to do it. And this idea, Laura, that, well, we can't let the money laying there, we have to follow the rule of law, we all know, as you said, it's total fraud, it's a total lie. They've left that money sitting there for the entire administration so far. And they've had border wall material sitting on the ground for 3 years. We've tried to buy it over and over and over because we're building our own wall. They won't sell it to us. No, the only reason they're doing this is they know they're in deep trouble in 2024 on how they've mishandled the border and how it's impacting this country and voters.
Lieutenant Governor.